Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually, I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in managing the various kinds of adversity that we are called upon to manage in our life. These are the inevitable failures, losses, and mistakes we can make owing to the imperfection of our humanity. Yes, as hard as that may seem for some to believe, we are all imperfect. One of the broader lessons I've learned from you is how important it is to handle these things so that one can do a lot more winning in life rather than losing. Losers never seem to learn from their mistakes. They often make them over and over and over again, despite being fairly smart people a lot of the time. People whose ego energy is imbalanced, whether it's power, flexibility, or vulnerability related, are often doing a lot more losing than winning at life. And a lot of time, they don't even realize this is happening, particularly in relationships, until it's too late. They miss a lot of or misunderstand their mistakes, their failings, and their losses that are taking place, from which to learn and to make things better. They are kind of like a disabled learner in the part of life that involves fixing things when they go wrong. Their ego energy has disguised what is actually taking place to lose or fail at work, in relationships, in social settings, in their health, in general, at life. Speaking for myself, I have thankfully been ultimately successful within the academic, professional, financial, marital, familial, athletic, and health-related aspects of my life. And that success has been heavily influenced by my willingness to recognize and learn from my mistakes, of which there have been many, sooner rather than later. Unfortunately for those with higher ego vulnerability, the focus of our program today, they often approach these happenings all too often with a lot of fear, anxiety, anger, and also guilt, which gets them caught up in a lot of emotional thinking, which weakens their ability to manage problems. It weakens their ability to understand the cause of problems, their level of responsibility in fixing them and having caused them to begin with, and the kinds of solutions that are needed. In some respects, this reminds me of myself when I was going through what I call my higher ego vulnerability years during my adolescence and young adulthood. My anxiety and increased sense of vulnerability often led me into an impulsive rather than reflective approach to managing problems before I had fully sized them out. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, even with ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, often masquerading as truth and suggesting that truth doesn't really matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary and excessive anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, your relationships, and experiences which have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego vulnerability has on the way a person deals, or more accurately, often fails to deal, with the inevitable failures, losses, or mistakes, large or small, significant or insignificant, that happen in their life. As a quick review, people with higher ego vulnerability are experiencing an increased and even intense sense of their human vulnerability and imperfection. They, including myself more so in the past, are prone to go more readily and stay longer in what is called fight or flight physiology, which is mirrored in more intense and more frequent feelings of anxiety or anger when life brings them into contact with change, adversity, the focus of today's program, stressors, and conflict. Their emotions often get the better of them and play out in anxious or angry thoughts and behaviors, in addition to the feelings they are experiencing. This emotion is often connected to underlying issues involving self-acceptance and insecurity about their weaknesses and imperfection, of which they may or may not be aware of, but the people who surround them often do. This is indicative of the ego blindness that is often taking place when people are experiencing unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. When it comes to what I call problem appraisal, or what caused the problem or failure, they often take a simplified approach in which they lock onto one particular reason, while often overlooking possible other reasons. They want to feel that they've solved the problem or the cause of the problem sooner rather than later. They don't do well with ambiguity, and this can serve to raise their anxiety level. They may also be prone to take on too much blame or too little responsibility, and this is going to be affected by how much ego power is present in their ego energy. People with lower ego power will tend to accept all of the blame, and people with higher ego power will tend to take none of the blame or responsibility. So there's often an interplay between your ego energy components, meaning in this case, how higher ego vulnerability interplays with the level of ego power that you also have within your ego energy. People with higher ego vulnerability are also likely to solve problems impulsively rather than reflectively and deliberately. They want the problem to go away as quickly as possible. But this can often result in treating the symptoms of the problem rather than the roots of the problem. So the problem ultimately returns in some form or another. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these very difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the perfectionist, the overachiever, and the stressed-out person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with failures, losses, and mistakes. And here's the first symptom. You become emotionally consumed with anger, anxiety, or even guilt when you're failing or losing or making mistakes. People with higher ego vulnerability are at risk to go into fight or flight quicker, longer, and with more intense motion than most people. Do you feel more anxiety, anger, or guilt than most do for the same types of mistakes? People with higher ego vulnerability often experience a more intensive level of these kinds of emotions, reflective of the nature of the ego energy involving higher ego vulnerability. Also, do you have trouble letting go of the mistake? Again, people with higher ego vulnerability seem to get locked on to the mistake, and they, even after it's been resolved or taken care of, they still keep thinking about it. They ruminate, perseverate. Another question, do you experience instant anger, fear, or guilt? As I mentioned earlier, people with higher ego vulnerability often go into fight or flight much more quickly, and these are the kind of emotions that they often experience when this is happening, particularly when they encounter adversity, like a failure or a loss or a mistake that they've been involved with. And also, do you keep going over in your head why it happened and why it shouldn't have happened? This is something that people with higher ego vulnerability often do. As I mentioned earlier, they ruminate. They just keep going over and over and over, and they can't let it go. And that's a reflection of higher ego vulnerability. When you think about these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? Our next symptom, your approach to dealing with failure is often impulsive and short-sighted, rather than reflective and comprehensive. People with higher ego vulnerability are often much more impulsive and short-sighted rather than reflective and comprehensive. When I say short-sighted, they're kind of looking for the most obvious explanations, then maybe all of them that may explain what's happened. So people with higher ego vulnerability often try to fix the problem before it's ready to be fixed. And when I say before it's ready to be fixed, I'm talking about having an awareness of all that may have played a role in its development. So here are some questions to think about regarding this. Do you rapidly point to one specific cause? This is that impulsivity at work. You're looking for an answer to what, an explanation maybe, as to what happened. And you normally or you often go to the first thing that comes to your mind rather than thinking of more things, sort of taking your time. Or do you quickly blame yourself or others? People with higher ego vulnerability, going back to what I said earlier about ego power level, the people that are with lower ego power tend to automatically blame themselves much more due to the sense of disempowerment and helplessness they experience, whereas people with higher ego power and higher ego vulnerability often look to blame others, keeping distance from the weakness, the imperfection, in order to maintain their sense of being in control over things. Another question, do you try to come up with quick fixes? Again, trying to solve the problem before it's ready to be fixed by trying to use quick fixes. And also, do you have trouble stepping back and taking time to see the bigger picture? You know, pulling back the emotions of anxiety or anger often make that difficult for people with higher ego vulnerability. So they don't do a good job of doing that. They often get caught up in what I guess you could call tunnel vision. They have a narrowed view, or they may have blind spots that they're overlooking that are causing them to miss what needs to be seen in order to work with the situation. So when you think of these questions and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You are very tolerant, accepting, and forgiving of the failures that others make, while being intolerant, unaccepting, and unforgiving of your own. People with higher ego vulnerability can often do for others, that is, forgiving, accepting, tolerance, what they can't give to themselves. So, do you show concern and compassion for others when they have failed or lost or made mistakes, demonstrating that, in a way, healthy understanding of other people, but being unable to give it to yourself? Are you better at reaching out than reaching in? You know, reaching out is helping others who may have encountered adversity, these difficulties. But when it comes to your own and being able to reach inside and give to you what you need, you have difficulty with that. Also, do you have difficulty accepting concern, compassion, understanding, and support from others? People with higher ego vulnerability often have a difficult time accepting that which is being offered to them in their time of need. They often maybe push it away rather than embracing it and accepting it. And that's the ego vulnerability leading to that. And also, are you very forgiving of those who have failed you? Again, people with higher vulnerability often are much more understanding of others and forgiving of others, even when they have failed them, but not being able to forgive themselves. So when you think of some of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to start talking about reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerability person's difficulties in dealing with adversity. Some of these can seem strange or weird, wrong, funny, or inappropriate. But that's because you're not living in that ego energy. But for those with higher ego vulnerability, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to work with their failures, losses, and mistakes due to their increased sense of unhealthy human vulnerability and difficulty with accepting themselves as they are, including their weaknesses. And it often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with adversity. And like the symptoms, they can become part of their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can't because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with failures, losses, and mistakes. These people are often intelligent, and they're spiritual, they're imperfect, and they're mentally stable people. Unfortunately, they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego vulnerability energy. And they can often stay stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity happening in their life. And they can go about doing this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of, firstly, knowing what ego is and isn't. As I've shared with you before, ego is an energy. That's it. It's an energy, and it's geared to our survival. That's what it exists for. And also that ego is not certain things that people often think that it is, including the notion that your ego has an intellect, that somehow it's able to think do things that involve awareness. Well, ego doesn't have an awareness of itself. It doesn't have an awareness of you, and it doesn't have an awareness of God, because plain and simply, it's an energy. And also another myth that I've talked about is that your ego has an intentional quality, that it's intending to direct your life in some form or direction, something I've seen written a lot in the literature, which I completely disagree with, because your ego doesn't have an awareness in which to build intentions upon. So that's the first thing to be understood about ego energy and ego. Also, we need to work on tuning into our ego energy. That means getting an understanding of how much ego power and ego flexibility and ego vulnerability are operating within your ego energy. Now, this is something that you cannot do alone because you're not familiar with this, these ideas and these concepts, and that's where I come in. My books, my podcasts, and my website, egoandspirit.info, are for the benefit of your tuning into your ego energy to get a sense of where you're at and what you need to work on. And then the third contributor to ego energy is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And that's the next part of today's show. It's going to deal with that third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego vulnerability can often bring into their efforts to work with problems or mistakes, failures, and losses. And here is the first one. My emotions are giving me an accurate impression of the causes that have led me to know why the failure happened. It's this notion that your emotions are giving you this accurate impression of the causes. So whether you're feeling anger or you're feeling anxiety or fear or you're feeling guilt, that they're leading you exactly to the reason why something, quote, bad happened, some failure happened or loss or mistake. And that's a non-reality-based thinking because oftentimes our emotions are doing the exact opposite. They're leading us away from the truth rather than towards it. People with higher ego vulnerability can often lead with their emotions, do I know that well, and follow with their thinking, but they don't realize it. So the emotions are leading and the thinking is following. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. And this includes, the more intense my emotions are, the more accurate is my thinking. This idea is, if I'm feeling really angry, that's really lending itself to the accuracy of my thoughts. So the more guilt I feel, the more the thoughts I have about why I'm guilty are accurate. And that's non-reality-based thinking. Also, I'm not panicking. The higher ego vulnerability person often doesn't think that they are panicking when in fact they often are. Panicking can take the form of overreacting to a situation. Again, the emotions kick in, the fight or flight kicks in, and the person starts thinking anxious thoughts or angry thoughts or engaging in behaviors that are uncalled for, but they don't know they're not called for. And another non-reality-based thought, reflective of ego stupidities, I need to listen to my emotions. Again, getting carried away with listening too much to one's emotions is a non-reality-based thought. And the last one I'll mention here is that my emotions aren't misleading me. My emotions aren't misleading me. That's a non-reality-based thought because they are often leading you away from reality. You just don't know it. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your intense emotions are leading you into distorted explanations of your failings. But until then, when you're thinking that your emotions are giving you an accurate impression of the causes behind the failing having happened, and all the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here's the next reflection of ego stupidity. My emotions are giving me an accurate impression of my responsibility in having caused the failing. So the emotions are the guiding force and source behind assessing one's level of responsibility. As I said earlier, people with higher ego vulnerability can go in one of two extremes based on their ego power, meaning that if they have high ego power, they're going to look at themselves as being unresponsive or not being responsible for the failing, whereas those with lower ego power will think it all belongs to them. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which is that this is all my fault. This is all my fault. Again, lower ego power is leading one to think this non-reality-based thought, because oftentimes it isn't. Or this is none of my fault, which again is a non-reality-based thought that oftentimes people with higher ego power in conjunction with higher vulnerability are thinking. And then another thought is, I'm as guilty for what has happened as the guilt feeling as I'm experiencing. So the more guilt I feel, the more I am responsible. And a lot of times that, again, is misleading, because you may feel intense guilt but absolutely have no responsibility or less responsibility than the guilt feeling is suggesting. And that's leading you away from reality. And one more thought that sometimes comes up is, my feelings of guilt justifies mistreating myself. My feelings of guilt justifies mistreating myself. And this is where people start to get into self-abusive types of behavior, or starting to become inhumane to themselves, built upon the sense of guilt they are experiencing. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your emotions are distorting your actual level of responsibility. But until then, when you're thinking that your emotions are giving you an accurate impression of your responsibility and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Going to go on to one more non-reality-based thought, reflective of ego stupidity. My emotions are giving me an accurate impression of what must be done to deal with the failure. So the emotions are the guiding source of how to respond, how to react, how to solve the situation. Well, people with higher ego vulnerability often think quicker is better. And as I mentioned earlier, that could be problematic because you're leaving out some data or information you need to consider. It's really only a misguided strategy to unload some of your emotion by fixing the problem sooner. So solving the problem quicker may alleviate some of your feelings of guilt or sadness or anger or fear, but it doesn't mean it's accurate. And this is ego stupidity that can also feed into additional ego stupidity, such as the sooner or quicker the better, which is often a poor approach to solving the problem, or my emotions are guiding me toward the right solutions. Again, intense emotional thinking is often leading in the wrong direction, and also the idea that I'm not being impulsive. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize your emotions can often lead you in the wrong direction when they guide your thinking. But until then, when you're thinking that your emotions are giving you an accurate impression of the solutions, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Last, I want to talk about ego insights. I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with adversity for those with higher vulnerability. They're intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your higher ego vulnerability energy or voice is leading you to overfocus on your failures, losses, and mistakes, and miss the underlying difficulties of accepting the weakness, imperfection, and vulnerability of your humanity, which you have not come to terms with. It's leading you to overfocus on what's taking place outside of you, whether it's the particular problem or failure or mistake, and not looking inside. It's leading you to spend much of your trying to fix those things, those outer things, and not come to terms with what's going on inside. It's leading you away from truly being able to experience a sense of inner peace. It's hard to be at peace when you're not dealing with the roots of the difficulty. And it's often leading you to a restless rather than a relaxed person, because you're often living in fear of the next occurrence of your humanity, which is sure to come. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next insight is that your higher vulnerability voice energy is leading you to a distorted perspective on the size, frequency, and manageability of the failure, loss, or a mistake that has happened. It's leading you to experience failures, losses, and mistakes as bigger than they are. You've probably heard that phrase, making mountains out of molehills, making things out to be much larger than they truly are. And that's the amplification of the higher ego vulnerability and emotion upon these events that occur in a person's life. It's leading you to experience them as happening more frequently than they are. Oftentimes, they're not happening nearly as frequently as you think they are. And it's also leading you to question your ability to manage them, as you often see them through the eyes of fear. Fear often diminishes a person's sense of being able to solve problems as well as they really can. So when you awaken and you are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice or energy is leading you to solve problems emotionally and impulsively rather than intellectually and reflectively. Again, this is the emotional thinking. Emotion's not a bad thing to help us in our solving of problems. Unfortunately, when there's too much of it, then the problems begin and all the reality distancing begins to take place. And so when this is happening, it's leading you towards quick fixes or short-term solutions of problems to work in the near term rather than in the long term. And it's leading you towards superficial solutions that don't address the roots. So people with higher vulnerability are often solving problems at the superficial level, the surface level, rather than getting inside and understanding more deeply what's really going on. And it's leading you to need to come back to solve the same kind of problems that can show up in a different form. So if those roots are still going on, those issues regarding self-acceptance and difficulty accepting one's weaknesses and imperfections are still there, and they are still there, it's going to come back in another shape, way, shape, or form in your life. And it's also leading you to think you're better at solving problems than you actually are. So when you get caught up in these short-term solutions, that often leads you to think you're better at solving problems than you actually are. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We are coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with adversity and our failings. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given, the gift of God within. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the failures, losses, and mistakes that take place in our life, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with adversity and our failings. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when a lack of acceptance of themselves, their weaknesses, and imperfections weakens their efforts to manage failure, loss, and mistakes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love for themselves. Your divinity involves fully accepting yourself, your weaknesses, and your imperfections in order to manage the inevitable adversity taking place in your life. When your higher vulnerability and a lack of acceptance of your weaknesses, imperfections in yourself prevents you from lovingly working with all of the adversity that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love and the ability to accept ourselves, even as we grow, to our efforts to manage the adversity taking life brings to us. It can allow us to learn what we must learn, from whom we must learn it, be it ourselves or others, in order to manage and heal from our failings. When your higher vulnerability and a lack of acceptance of your weaknesses, imperfections, and yourself weakens meeting and embracing life's adversities with love in the light of your humanity, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected to our failures, losses, and mistakes with loving acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of our humanity, so that we are led to learn what must be learned and from whom it must be learned in order to manage and heal our failings. When your higher vulnerability and a lack of acceptance of your weaknesses, imperfections, and yourself are burdening you with the absence of love in working with your failings, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know, accept, and manage our failings with openness to our humanity and freely flowing love towards it in order to learn from them, manage them, and heal them. When your higher vulnerability and a lack of acceptance of your weaknesses, imperfections, and humanity are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working to understand and manage your failings, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace of the imperfections of our humanity with unlimited love will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal our failings. When ego is getting in the way, and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any adversity can be managed and healed. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with our failings. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when a lack of acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity is leading them to dishonor and disrespect the essence of their humanity being revealed in their failings. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting the service you can render to yourself within the recognition and acceptance of your humanity, so that you can work with and heal what has been brought forth by your failings. When your higher vulnerability and rejection of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself in working with your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of our humanity will bring us to work with honor and respect in learning from ourselves what must be learned and healing what must be healed in dealing with our failures. When your higher ego vulnerability and rejection of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself with a lack of tolerance, acceptance, and forgiveness for your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of our humanity will allow us to honor and respect ourselves with love, acceptance, and forgiveness as we work to manage and heal our failings. When your higher vulnerability and rejection of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself with less compassion and understanding than you show to others, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves as equally deserving of compassion and understanding from ourselves as well as others will allow us to work with honor and respect for ourselves as we manage and heal our failings. When your higher vulnerability and rejection of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself with excessive blame for the failures you've encountered, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a greater sense of shared responsibility for these failings will allow us to work with honor and respect for ourselves as we work to manage and heal these failings. When ego is getting in the way, and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and feeling to be your divinity, in which any failing can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with adversity. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego vulnerability who are rejecting the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage adversity within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by attempts to reject, keep distance, or being consumed by their humanity. Our divinity involves healing and transformation, in which we are willing to work with and manage failings by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found when it is not being obscured by trying to keep distance from the weakness and imperfection of our humanity, a distance being created by failing to know our humanity. It involves healing and transformation, in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about our failures losses, and mistakes. That is unencumbered by rejecting the truth of our humanity. When higher ego vulnerability and the rejection of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about why failure is and has happened in your life, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The increased awareness of healthy human vulnerability and acceptance of our humanity will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and contributors to the failings taking place in our life, and the ability to look wherever needed when necessary in order to find the answers and truth we seek. When higher ego vulnerability and rejection of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the ownership and responsibility for the failings occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The increased awareness of our healthy human vulnerability and acceptance of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the weaknesses and imperfections surrounding us, as well as that which exists within us, in order to better understand what must be owned and who must own it. When higher ego vulnerability and the rejection of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the solutions for your failing, you're not being the energy God is. The increased awareness of our healthy human vulnerability and acceptance of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the solutions and answers to our failings in order to manage and heal them. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty with adversity in one's life, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I want to end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage. that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.